Blog Talk Radio.
You know who you be doing, man? It might be some people watching you on the approach you.
Come on, sir.
And it might be that some spirits are in it to the trying one time. I want to let you know. Every time anyone ever tried cocaine one time, they was hooked. So it's something that you don't need to try. The most of us, try Jesus.
He's all right.
I'll just try it.
He's all right.
Y'all come on, somebody.
He's all right.
A plan for life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We got to make a plan, number one. We got to separate ourselves from people that don't believe like you. Number two, amen. Whenever your kids begin to think that you say you're holding rosy, you're going to church too much, don't think all that. Tell them, you're not going to let me in heaven, so I can listen to you because your name is in the scripture. I love you, but your name is in the scripture, so I got to do what thus says the Lord.
Come on.
And so since the word of God increases the favor with God, then I got to do what Proverbs say, let not mercy and truth forsake me. I'm going to wrap them around my neck, Lord, and write them on the front of the table of my heart. See, the first plan of action is you got to write the word so you know how to speak to people when God tells you to do something. And you know how to talk to yourself, but one of the hardest people to say no to is who?
Yourself.
I've been on this thing for the last 2 or 3 weeks, right? So you got to begin to believe that you deserve to have. Not that you deserve, but you already got. So that our favor and what? Good understanding. Don't you know when you open it to the law, favor comes to you a good understanding of the scripture, of business, of relationships, in your home, in your neighbor, in the ministry, in your own mind, in your own spirit. All of a sudden you get an understanding. Because most people, in their taking occasion, because they don't understand themselves or other people. I want to let you know, it's not that important to understand nobody but God. Take the stress off. Is that good? Have a passion for the word. Get out of the country and from around your kindred and from the father's house. You know, sometimes you got to leave your mom and dad out. But you can't go by their rules. They say eat pork, you don't want to eat no pork today. No? So is that good? But make sure God told you to leave. Now, is that all right? And now, when he told Abraham to leave, he was 70 years old. He was a slave right here. He was a child. That's a little kid. He was a slave. There you go. 70 years old. But God spoke to him. I'm going to let you know. I don't care how long it's been. God got a plan of action for your life.
That's right.
Even though it may not be the plan you want, but the plan actually is, he's going to tell you what to do when he tells you to do what to do.
That's
right. If God said, live right for 12 months and watch I pull you out of bed between them breath room to receive. In the dark, in it, like at church, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, time, Saturday, Sunday, and other days that you want to add to it too. Come on. Is that all right? Side days, cross days, five days. Good price to bad price.
Yes, that's right.
Come on, y'all. Is that good? Valentine's Day, no Valentine's Day. Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day. Every day is a holiday. Every meal is a feast.
That's fine.
Come on, somebody. I don't care what day it is. Look at it as a day of resurrection. Look at it as a day of an untold man. Look at it as a day that God has a plan for your life. Is that good?
Yes.
He said, unto the land that I will show you. How many of you got to understand today that God is getting ready to show you a land that you've never seen before? Say a land.
A land.
That you've never seen before. In other words, the first land he's going to change is you. He's going to change you on the inside. Well, only he can change. I mean, no, we from the dirt, right? So guess what? He wasn't just talking about where he was going to put him, good house, new car. He's talking about, first, I'm going to change this here, this land. This is good dirt. This is holy dirt. this is a great dirt. You know, a lot of people don't look at his blood. But you know, there's greatness in you. There's power in you. There's favor in you.
Hallelujah.
There's love in you that's been hidden. There's help in you that's waiting for you to speak it out.
Yes.
And he told Abram, I will show you. And he said, I will make you a great nation. I want to say to you, really, the plan I have in God is getting ready to make us a great nation. Oh, I wish I could get somebody. In other words, the word of God is going to solve all of your financial problems. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
He's going to solve your sin problems.
Yes.
Oh, I can't get somebody. Hallelujah. Because the word of God is strong. I'm sick. Come on, that's the plan of action. You go, he's going to make you a great nation. He changed the world of Abraham. Amen. He gave him a great part in the kingdom. I want to let you know there's a part in God that nobody else can have but you.
That's right.
Oh, come on. Because when you are in your house, nobody can live in your house unless you let them in. And God said, this place that I'm taking you spiritually, I'm taking you mentally, I'm taking you with your finances, I'm taking you with your way that you live for me, you are not going to let the enemy come in and rob you of what God has blessed you with, because you knew it took too much for you to get it, and so you're not going to let nothing separate.
Come on.
Put the love of Christ in time. This time, I ain't going back. Come on, say this time.
This time.
I ain't going back. This time, I ain't getting back. This time, I ain't going to give up.
Come on.
Because you got to love God on everything you're going to do. Everything ain't going.
Yes,
oh, I wish I could get somebody. You got what? Keep all the word.
Keep all the word.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep his word. Yes. And guess what? The word of God is for our things to be.
Yes.
He said, the Bible said in Psalm 107 and 20, he said, I have sent my word to heal me.
Yes.
And anybody needed healing in any area, just go ahead and give God a praise right there. The plan of action is I'm going to receive that I am a great nation.
Yes.
It don't matter what race you are, black people, my sisters and my brothers. I'm not no black. I'm not no African American. I ain't never been in Africa. I'm black. Come on, somebody. And I don't care what they say. Amen. This nation is just as much as mine as it is because my life problems and sisters' blood flow on the ground of other countries just like they flow. So I'm not going to be a lesser than you. I don't care what picture they got. I still got a job.
Yes.
Oh, y'all come on somebody. I'm going to change your mentality that it is when you see somebody of different color, you get it serious. All of a sudden, other people come around us, they be broke. Other people, we come around anyhow. Come on, y'all. But we got to learn how to understand that we're great.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with us. We're great. You're great.
Celebrate.
I got greatness in me. I got a plan of action. God told Abraham that I'm great. That I will make you a great nation. Say you. Not the neighbor. Not the friend. But you say it's my turn. It's my turn. I'm gonna prosper and be in what? Good health, even as my soul prospers.
Yes.
He said, and I will bless you. I don't want God to bless you.
Hallelujah.
There's a plan like God, there's a plan. I will bless you and make your name what?
Great.
How many ready for their name to be great? It ain't got to be no beautiful, but be a great father.
Jeez.
How you be a great mother going there and pray with when they don't eat, when they got to eat? But everything going good. Be a great father.
Yes,
Lord. I plan to be a great father even when things are good, when things ain't going so good.
Yes.
Why? Because I will bless you and I will make your name great.
Great.
You know, people start to make their name great. when they build the towers, trying to get into heaven. You know, there's always somebody trying to, listen, we going into a different building, but we ain't going to go in there stressed out. I can't get nobody.
No.
We ain't got to have those big hitters like Lewis Chapel, Simon Temple, Covenant Love, Man of Prayer. I love these things. I've been living. I'm not here. I love. I've been in big men. I was a member of Super Bishop Eddie Long with a big 10,000 member church. I've been a member of a church like that. But being a member like that, I just became a number. I say, God, you ain't got to make the rubber that big. You know, he can bring 10,000 people here right now. And they can come here and God told me, what are we going to do? You just send that help, right?
Amen.
But if we become 50, 500, or 5,000, or 50,000, or 150,000, see? Or whatever it is. Know that God has already had a plan for it. Is that all right? In my quote, he said, and you shall be a blessing. How many? You got to understand that God has blessed us already so much. He wants you to become a blessing. And to know that you can be a blessing to somebody else right now.
Yes.
And so one of the plans of action is you got to begin to look at yourself as not just an individual of somebody that still needs help. But look at yourself and you can help somebody else.
Yeah.
Amen. And know the goodness of Christ. So he said, and I will bless you and make your name great. I shall, and you shall be a blessing. I'm going to know the glory of God on Abraham caused him to be a blessing. Okay. And he believed that what God told him, he believed it.
Yeah.
I'm going to know today, we're going to believe more that God wants us to be more. That we're more than what we think about ourselves. It takes ministry what? And what? Involvement. In order to, amen, develop a plan. Now, God developed his plan for Abram. Notice that Abram didn't like this. He didn't get this and came up with it and thought about it. God gave this plan of action to Abram. How many call that? Abram didn't like this, right? This is a great plan. He spells out his plan, and you shall be a well blessed. So everything that was happening to Abram is happening to you right now.
Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Why? Because the word of God makes you why. The word of God strengthens you. If God tells me right now, and he's telling me right now, and you shall be a blessed. And I'll make your name. I don't care what nobody tell you no more. I don't care what nobody tell you no more in this world. God said, he's making me a blessing. I'll walk around blessed. You need $10, I'm still blessed. I call my sister right now and get $10. If I'm crying, then everybody here should be crying. So to ask, I'm going to see her in the fire a little bit. This morning. So guess what? All of us, even though she's hurting, and we hear the word, we should always say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, heal her body.
Yeah.
And just keep your mouth on the word. Lord, touch her body, right? And now, come on, as a family, come on. Because even though we may not like everything about each other, we still there. Mm-hmm. Ah, 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 ah. Is that all right? Mm-hmm. Even though we may not agree with everything, we still there. Abram was still kin to his people, but God had a different direction for him.
That's right.
And when Abram got to the place where God spoke to him in his life, guess what? Abram was able to pull the rest of his family out. Oh, come on, somebody. See, sometimes, amen, it's not the physical thing people want to see. They want to change, they're going to receive the physical change.
That's right.
Oh, I wish I knew two people. And I believe that God gave Abram this word to change him spiritually. He couldn't tell him, if you stay like you will, I'm going to curse you. He could have, that would have encouraged Abram. But he said, I will make you a man. I will what? Make your what? Name great.
Yes.
And he said, and I will bless them who bless you. I want to let you know that, amen, as you bless each other, some of y'all just call each other. I know you got an average sister, brother, to come. Sometimes there's a day for them to call Sister Mark. How you doing, Sister Mark? Come on, it's my duty as the father to stay totally in the house. And that right, Sister Mary? Huh? Because we got to have love in front of this house. We got love in front of this house. Come on. We got love in our co-pastor. We got love in our house. We ain't come here to preach the kind of food that I can come here. Not everything all right with us. You know, a lot of people say and say that. No. We got to have real love in the house and here. Come on. Is that good?
Amen.
And so this was all we're doing right here. He said, and I will bless them who bless you. I don't know, you ain't got to just give somebody clothes, food, and money to bless them. A little phone call, it shows sometimes to be all the blessings you have ever need. A good, encouraging word. I'll call, say amen.
Amen.
They're trying to give you amen. Get a good encouraging word. When we encourage one another, amen, we got to get in business. God, you think it's not all the way getting all. Get into no God out. Stay in the spirit. When you get close, people lose respect. Even as members, I want to let you know that the enemy can set the vision. The enemy can set the vision in the house. Say, Sister Alice, see somebody else a better place than somebody else. Sister Alice, get somebody else a piece of shit. And the other person didn't get no shit or got a small piece of shit. That person did not Sister Alice. Could like Sister Alice because she gave them an extra piece of shit. And she didn't mean a hug, but that person said, look, she gave them a piece of shit, but that's her sister. That's her family member. She likes her, but she don't like me. Uh-huh. Is that all right? So, but God wants us to understand that a good phone call will encourage one another. Come on, say a good phone call. Let's see if they can say, look, Lord, you want to get a phone call.
You
want to
get a phone call for me,
sir?
Yeah.
I'm going to bless you, but I'm going to bless you with a godly phone call.
A godly.
A godly. Y'all ought to be sick and tired of all these ungodly phone calls. Lord, have mercy. Y'all get a whole bunch of ungodly phone calls. I already know you. Come on.
Amen.
Say ungodly.
Ungodly.
Phone calls. I'm not going to get them. No more. Ungodly phone calls.
Ungodly phone calls.
And I will bless them who bless you.
Yes.
And curse them who curse you. Now, you don't need to get a plan of action. And I'm going to continue on plan of action because this is just introduction to the plan of action of five other ways to change your life. This is an introduction. I got to do a continuous on it because I couldn't get to what I wanted. But God knew what he was needed today. Is that all right?
Okay.
He said, and curse him who curse you. I don't know if you don't need to get a plan of action how to get back in people that hurt. Come on. You don't need to think about how to get revenge on people that have hurt you. Y'all know some of us say about that after they go, oh, I forget. I'm going to cut some ties. Is that all right? Oh, Jesus. I know how they're going to get y'all. Don't be going to get none of these credit cards and people's names. Find their social security number, messing up their credit. Give them their identity. You know, the enemy will make you sit there, you can't sleep at night. I'm a gift. I'm a gold. Tell them they did stuff. Police come to their house. When they get the police come there, you know, that's he get. She get hard. The police come. God said, we ain't got to have no bitch. He said, vengeance is mine, says the Lord.
I shall repay.
He said, I shall repay every man. According to his words. Come on, somebody. If you know a good word, God will pay you.
Yes.
If they know a bad word, God is going to pay them. If your hand is unclean. Hallelujah. Say, Lord,
Lord,
I thank you for a clean
heart
and a clean mind. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Because it's easy to go there. A lot of people say, I'm going to help God out. He's talking about he's going to curse. I'm going to show them what a real curse is. I'm going to be one that ain't going to never let them go. I'm going to torture them. I'm going to twist it. You know how you pull a knife in somebody's heart and you twist it? You mean for them not only die, but you want them to suffer. You know, we can get hurt so bad, you want people to suffer. And the stuff they did, y'all know, come on, know me now. I don't know why I'm going. But Lord, and then God said, I got you back. Says, keep your hands clean. Keep your heart pure. Keep the stress off you. Because you're too blessed to be stressed. Amen. No matter about how it gets, some of you better than it.
You can say, well, I'm seeing her like, you know, kids, so sad. I'm just one of those where I always be a love and wife, well, baby, I'm happy. Like Abraham. And like I just did, put me on the table and gut me over. A lot of people say that to all this stuff. They want to give a ham sandwich away in the noonday, hallelujah, and a salvation on the night. They ain't going to give away nothing. Why? Because it ain't in their heart. And they ain't deserving to do it. So God says, stop trying to pay people back that will hurt you. And if they owe child support, let them know, this ain't to get you back. I didn't say her to get them by myself. You just got to support. Oh, y'all, come on, somebody. Is that all right? Amen. Some of them in my soul. And in you shall all families of the earth be blessed. I want to let you know, because you hear the river, y'all get this word, and you doing this word, your family is watching the level y'all are going to. Y'all are going to tell the truth. Your family is watching to see if y'all going to stay in the river. Y'all look on, I already know it. Your family is watching to see if you're going to do right. Pastor, he preached. They might say a whole bunch of stuff. But one thing that they say, you're not getting the word. That me and co-pastor not living right. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. We ain't teaching right. And the Spirit of God showed him. Now, they may say everything else. It might not be established. But how many know God is establishing it right now?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Come on. And so what they're talking about, God's house, what do you think they said about your
house?
And so what we got to say is, you know what? Ready or not. Huh? Ready or not. Huh? That's what David said. He said, ready or not. Come on, somebody. Let us say, ready or not, you're blessed.
Yeah.
Ready or not, God